continues to seem the same teacup. Because that's the way they started.
When they were first married?
Yeah.
All right.
They kept it up. They made a practice of it.
And you?
What did your mother say about the teacup, you know? Say about the tea?
Well, she said it don't taste good unless Joe's used it.
That's right. And then until you got old enough on now, the table, you had to stand at the...
That's one thing that always bothered me, was this. You would kiss a girl, but you wouldn't drink out of the same glass. Why?
It's a good question.
Yeah. I can remember a cousin of mine.
No,
he was married several years before I was. He was older than I was. Now, he loved his children. He was holding a little girl on his lap. She was a couple years old. She says, Mama, I want a glass of water. Her mother gets her a glass of water and sets it there. She takes a drink. Joe says, I want a drink. Phoebe says, there's some water in Florence's glass. Debbie says she's drinked out of it. That hurt me to think that a father wouldn't drink after his own daughter. No, he did.
When you were young children, did you children drink after each other?
Oh, yeah. We drank out of the same pail with the same dipper. Mm-hmm. The whole school did, too.
What was that thing you were going to tell us you didn't think we'd believe?
You eat most of your meal today with your fork.
Yeah.
I can remember a time when they did all that with a knife instead of a fork. Think a man is crazy to see him eating with his knife, wouldn't you?
People have forks, they just have...
Yes, they had forks, but they wasn't in the habit of eating with a fork, they'd eat with a knife.
When your mother set the table, did she put knife, fork, and spoon
down?
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the spoon. The spoon always in the spoon order. You had a knife and fork. But we had a three-tine fork with a wooden handle. And the knife had a wooden handle. I was quite a big boy when I see all steel knives. Well, I think the first that I felt looked funny was the 25th anniversary of my parents. They made a party, and they got up a contribution around amongst the neighbors and relatives and bought a set of silver.
Uh-huh.
See, it was a... That rigging that set in the middle of the table with the bottles all around it, I don't know what the hell they called it. I don't know if I can remember it. A caster, I think.
All right.
And there was knives and forks. And the handles was all silver. And the fork handles were silver. Whereas otherwise, they were all iron and wood. And every week you had to be skeleton.
Want to move in here? Can you give us just a very brief description of what the house was like in Westfield you worked on when you first got married? Your first blacksmith shop and house.
Just after he left Burke?
No, before he went to Burke.
Why, there was nothing about that house, just a square house. We lived in two rooms, that was all.
How many rooms were there in the house?
There were five downstairs, two upstairs.
Who owned the house, your father or your brother?
Yeah,
your
father owned it.
Your brother lived downstairs?
They all lived downstairs.
Or your father and...
No. That was in the upper house. Down under the hill. I gave you that description yesterday.
Yeah. But the house you lived in, who else lived there? Your brother and you?
Yeah.
You all lived downstairs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you shared it equally, in other
words. We had We lived in the parlor, which was the parlor, the parlor bedroom. And they lived in the kitchen with the kitchen bedroom.
Your first son was born in Malone, is that right?
Yeah.
Was he born at
Shell Street?
At home?
At the house, yes.
You have a doctor?
Yes, Dr. LaRock.
You're right, I remember. Mm-hmm. Talking about him, I heard people.
Dr. LaRock.
How much? Do you have to pay the doctor for it?
Yes,
how much?
$5. That's all any of them charged. You know, all the way up to the 30s.
So there's... How much... Your father owned the house, though, that you lived in Westville.
Yeah, he owned it.
Right.
He owned that farm. It was a farm.
Did he charge you for staying there?
No.
No?
You had your blacksmith shop out back?
No. No, just went down to Westville Center.
Oh.
I drive from there to Westville Center. Back and forth.
How long did you stay at the blacksmith shop in Westville Center? How long did you have
it
there?
Well, the first year, I stayed from November to March, that's all.
That's as long as you were a blacksmith in Westville?
No, I come back after I sold at birth. I come back. I don't seem to remember just how many years it was that I got to Westville the second time. Tomorrow. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Like I put in your lap.
Oh, I'll throw it on the floor. Just put it there.
Okay.
I keep moving in and around.
Right. You moved from Westville to Burke, right?
Yeah, Burke Center.
Burke Center. And what was the house like there? Give us just a description.
Well, that was a nice house. Very nice house.
You live about in it alone?
The old house is there yet.
So you lived in it alone?
With your family?
Huh?
Now, you were the only family living there, right?
No, my brother came with me.
Uh-huh.
He was there 2 years, and then he went away. He didn't like it. He went down to Connecticut to work.
What was the house like? Give us a brief description.
It was a square house. It was kitchen, bedroom, pantry downstairs, living room, and bedroom downstairs. There was four rooms, five rooms, you might see downstairs. Then there was an addition of 24 feet. It was a summer kitchen and woodshed. Upstairs, there was four rooms upstairs, two on each side of the stairway. And the door opened from the stairs right outdoors. It was a little hall. You could go upstairs from the living room or from the kitchen. See a lot of houses built that way today. The old houses.
The two stairs then, two sets of
stairs? No, one stair, but one door open. It was a little hall, a little landing at the foot of the stairs.
Oh,
there was a door to go into the living room, and a door to go into the kitchen, and a door to go outdoors.
Right, right. After you moved, then you moved to back to Westville after that, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you live then?
Well, I don't know if that can make you understand. When you're coming from Malone to Westville, just before you get to Westville, there's a fork in the road, one to your left, one to your right. Just before you come to the bridge.
Yeah.
On that was all, the road all went there at that time, down to the church, see?
Yeah.
Well, after you went in that road, or went by that corner,
mm-hmm.
There were two houses to the left. And I was in the second house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could name the man that built it, Trito, but I don't know as I think of it. Just, I know who it was, God knows, but I can't name him just now.
Okay.
But there was that only house from the corner to the white church on the left, and that's all it was at that time, the little church.
Mm-hmm.
When you went down the hill and crossed the bridge.
Right.
Over on the other road. And now there's road cut around there and you crossed the river up above. Of course, before the dam went out, see?
There was a dam there?
And there was a big pond there. There was a pond there, 10 acres, and they put a bridge across that. But after the dam went out, they quit using the mills. Them old water mills got the way they were useless after a while.
What did they do? What the water mills used for?
Grist mill, sawmill. Butter factory all run from that dam. Clark run the grist mill. Rowley run the butter factory. And Rowley run the sawmill. Old George Rowley.
The house you had in Westville, was this painted on the outside?
Yeah.
The house in Burke was painted?
No.
No, it wasn't?
Yeah, it had been painted, but it isn't badly need to paint, and I never painted it. The slab board.
Was the house in Westville better than the one you had in Burke, or worse, to live in?
It wasn't much difference. It was a pretty good house. That was a pretty near new house, the one I lived in Westville the second time.
What about the first house your father owned? Was that painted or unpainted or what?
That was painted, yeah. Kind of a cream color. Good band they used to paint. Hadn't been painted for years.
At that time, how many houses did your father own when you were in Westville?
I'd have to count them. He owned a house a lot. In the town alone. Right? You know where the Town Line Road is there?
Yeah.
Right. There's a house right up on the bank.
I saw it as I came out here today.
Eh?
I saw it as I came out here today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You what?
I saw it, you know, from the car window.
A little barn on Delmo Road.
Right.
Well, he owned that. From the time I can remember, Willard Bowie got married and he bought the house from my father. We wasn't using it anymore. He owned that little tenement house. And then he owned the house just below the farm where I lived. The big square house.
Yeah.
Well, that where your grandfather bought below me there. But my father owned that farm. Bought that for my youngest brother. He never stayed there only 1 year, and then he moved from home. That's where my father died, in that little house there, with the pines, down below the pines, on the west side of the road. Mm-hmm. That, the farm where your father bought that, that was supposed to be 88 acres, and the house and barn. The one at the Graves place. That's where I told you old. You haven't got good on the 10 acre lot. Well, it was 130 acres, 10 acres, and 20 acres. 130 be 140 acres in that farm. Well, then the farm that we lived on, first of all, was 80 acres. And then he bought across the road from Jake McGraw. Another 80 acres, made him 160 there. Then there was 230 acres in the river farm. Five, six, around 700 acres.
Mm-hmm. He must have had a lot of hired men working for him.
Well, what I can remember as a boy, before I got what I was supposed to do any work, see, they'd be anywhere in the summertime. From two to a dozen men, sometimes two or three, sometimes four or five, according to what he, most of them in the summertime, all but two, were day men. And sometimes they'd be 8 or 10 of them, you see, had a lot of hops, and they had to be hoed by hand. And it was about, at that time, there was about 10 acres of hops. Afterwards, he put 5 acres up on the hill, next to the road, way up to Four Corners. It was 5 acres there.
When you moved from Burke to Westville the second time, how many children did you have?
Two.
About
three.
At this time, could you give us, like, how did you and your wife get along during this time? Can you even describe your wife to us at this period?
Well, she was an awful good-natured woman. She wasn't that, and then she wasn't a living thing.
Yeah.
But that was awful disagreeable.
Why do you say that about yourself,
Oh, I don't know. I was awful quick-tempered. Didn't take much to hurt my feelings. Name called told me I was awful ugly, I guess, because I didn't, but I'd get over it so fast as I'd get provoked, but I would get awful provoked. Didn't take much to provoke me. But I never felt I'd do anything unless I played fair. So, men are beasts. If I was to blame, I took the blame if I want. Then you couldn't convince me. Me.
What was this man doing for you? What was his job?
I just simply worked in the most crowd of men, and all he done was idle the men. And I asked him three or four times what I expected him to do. I hadn't hired him to muse the men, I hired him to work with the men. He said he thought he had worked. Well, I said, I can't see it. I've been here putting her every day. All you do is talk and get in somebody's way. Now you either do better or go home. He didn't want to see me do any better, so I told him to go home.
Working on the road?
Yeah, working on the road, working for the county.
Can we go back? Can you give us a physical description of your wife? You know, how she looked, her appearance and stuff like that?
No, yeah, damn it, I showed you pictures of her.
Yeah, but can you more generalized view? A more general view, how you looked upon her.
Well, I don't know that you understand what you're having.
I know.
You mean.
You can help me out.
How's
her temperament? Was she,
Very good nature.
Very good nature.
Very good nature. Had a better disposition than I had.
Was she very strict with the children?
No.
Would you say you were stricter than she
was?
Yes,
I was.
Did she complain very much if you didn't have, if money was short or something like that?
No, she never felt fault. She'd argued very much, but if you started an argument and she didn't believe it, you couldn't convince her.
Did you notice much of a change in her disposition after you were married from before, when you were going with?
Not much.
She very religious?
Yes, as much as the majority of the people. A good Catholic, went to church when she could. And she sees that the children went.
Did she teach them their catechism at home?
Yeah. I didn't have nothing to do with that.
Did she ever discipline the children?
Oh, yes.
How did she punish them?
Eh?
How did she?
Oh, spank them a little bit. Never very rough. They're more lenient than I was.
How did you punish your children?
Oh, whatever I thought they needed. I never went at them with an axe or a pitchfork. Oh, slap them or switch them, whichever they need. Correct them.
Do you think that you brought your children up the same way your parents brought you up, or pretty much?
Practically, yes. I would say.
Were you more liberal, or were they?
Hmm?
Were you more liberal with them?
I think so. I think I remembered some of the things that my father punished me for. That when my children did about the same thing, I thought, so I'd better overlook it.
What did you tell your sons about liquor or tobacco?
Well, I told them to watch and see what it did to the neighbors. None of them was very bad. Warren never smoked and never drank any liquor. Rufus never smoked. He drank a little beer occasionally. Clan never would take a drink when there was no hand to get drunk. You know that. He smoked all the time.
When your wife was going to have a baby, did you send the children away to other houses?
Oh, yes. Send them to neighbors. Sometimes they'd be upstairs to bed. I wouldn't know anything about it. Come on.
You never told the children that your wife was going to have a baby. That's why she left
that.
She did that.
Most of them understood it. Never had any trouble. Never had any that had them in advance.
Did you allow your daughters to wear makeup?
Your mother gave that. I had nothing to do with it. She disciplined the girls, I disciplined the boys. The only thing I told the boys was if they went out, the young women didn't remember it. If they were good enough to be their whores, they were good enough to be their wives. Remember that, mister. If you don't want her as a wife, well, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
You could keep that in your mind, too.
Did you have your sons, when they were about 7, start working for you, helping you around?
They always chipped in. Helped me a whole lot more from 8 to 10 than they did from 10 to 20. Willingly. They done a lot of work, but sometimes you had to step on them pretty hard.
Like what they do? What kind of jobs did they have?
Oh, they worked on the farm, helped the milk, helped the dam, helped me put in the crops, helped take up the crops. Help to cut the wood, draw the wood.
Did you pay your children for doing this?
Oh, not much.
But you did pay them a little bit.
Occasionally they got their change. They had to have a little money now and then. There wasn't very much money going around in these. You didn't have any to give away.
You mentioned before that you remember back in the 1890s it was very hard, like, you know, very little money. Was there an equivalent time during this period?
Yeah, you take around about 1907, 1908, 1910, and around there, things were pretty slow. Things were pretty slow. Days work. Man, I'd work it by the day, $1 a day. You remember that, $6 a week. With 8 or 10 children, there wasn't very much money to give to anybody. The time you paid $4 for groceries, a couple of dollars for a bag of grain to feed dogs, there wasn't very much money that there was to give anybody.
You relied pretty much on a garden.
Yeah.
Your wife for a canned a lot?
Yes, I've seen hundreds of cans in the cellar. Berries, pickles, apples, whatever there was.
What was Christmas like during these tough years?
We always had a good, fair Christmas. We always had what we, well, not what was something we would like, but we had enough to be satisfied.
Did you give the children presents when you had them?
Yes, you always got something.
Did you make presents for them more often than
not? Not very much. Most of it was something we bought. You could buy quite a lot for $5, you know, that day. Buy as good a pair of shoes as that in 1910 for $1.50, but I gave them these 10.50. Yeah. It's all in half. Just as good as you. reasonable, don't you?
I've heard it from my own father.
Yeah. You'd buy a 50-pound sack of flour for 75 cents. What do you have to pay for it for me?
I don't know.
About $3 and a half?
At least, I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Yeah.
At least that.
At least that.
Yeah, maybe four. I think it's 85 cents for 5 pounds.
Did you or your wife put a little money away in a sack or in a cookie jar or something?
Did you save every week, try and save money?
Oh, you tried to, but you didn't save very much. What was there to save? There was nothing to... Why, there was no way to save any money. The only time I made a little money is when I sold that place where your grandfather lived. I bought it, sold it, paid $300 or $600 out of it.
What year was that?
1914. And I took $600, and I went to Bowen's at Reynoldson, and bought enough to build the house. All but the clapboard. Built the whole house. And had $150 left. That was $600. Finished it fit to live in. Just, well, papered just like this. Right on. Upstairs and down.
How long did it take you to build it?
I started in November and moved into it in March.
So you worked all winter?
Worked all winter.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms were in that house?
Ten.
Ten.
Did you have other men helping you?
Yeah, I had three men.
How much did you pay them? Or?
I had enough left. The $600 to pay this event. One of them I paid $1 a day, the other two I paid 75 cents.
Were they relatives?
No. Neighbors. One was supposed to be a carpenter, but he won't. I found that out before I got started very close. But I'd had quite a lot of experience in carpenter work, got help. One of the neighbors that was an awful good carpenter, two or three different summers. Get a chance to work for him a month or two. A couple of dollars a day, that was between times. I got quite a, I was pretty handy anyway, being a mechanic. It takes you all to learn the rudiment of the carpenter.
Did you like to work alone, or did you like to have somebody working with you?
Oh, it never made me much difference. I could work with a gang of men. I always had quite a gang of men most of the time on the road. Until then, while I worked in the shop, I was alone most of the time.
When you moved back to Westville, you had three children, right?
Yeah.
And then how many, then you had the rest in Westville?
I had only one in Westville. Just Warren.
And Warren.
Sam was born Malone. Mr. Steiner and Lucas was born in Burke.
Yeah. And Warren was born in Westville. Then where was the rest born?
Eh?
Where were the rest born?
Westville.
How was did you, was a lot of children around you? Did it bother you having so many children or no? Did you enjoy this? Did you want that many, or did you,
We took what the God sent us.
Yeah.
Did you worry when there was another child on the way and, money was a little scarce?
Of course we did. What the hell else would you do? That was part of the fun, was worrying about it.
During these years, did your wife have to make most of her own clothes and yours?
No, she didn't make any of her own clothes. She made the children's clothes.
Uh-huh.
Well, she'd make herself a dress once in a while.
Did you buy most of your own clothes?
Yeah, but I never had a suit of clothes after I got married until I was 60. I'd buy a cheap coat somewhere in the second-hand, to buy a pair of pants. That's all I had. We couldn't afford to buy anything. Not too many to buy for.
Did you want all your children to go to school? Did you want all your children to go to school?
Well, they all went.
Did they all graduate from high school, or?
Well, only one of them, Vivian.
Did you want them to graduate, or?
They didn't want them. They wanted to go to work.
How'd you feel about it? How'd you feel about it?
What else could I do? They didn't have money enough to send them up there unless they're willing to work their way. Ruth was in second year high in St. George when she died.
You had to send Malone to go to school?
Yeah.
They boarded in Malone, didn't they, Ruth?
Some of them boarded and worked. Some of them wouldn't. Boys wouldn't. Tried to make a look for school to high school. Took Regents, but he never went back. Got on better than I did. Got along better, got a little better. None of them has a bigger family.
The house you built yourself, did you also build a barn, or?
Oh, I built the barn over. Yeah. Put a new roof on it. Built a silo. There.
How many acres of land was there on that farm?
Well, when I bought it, it was 88 acres. The farm. That farm. Then I bought 50 acres up in Warren lived up there, next to Town Line Bone on the Sea Road. There's 50 acres there. 60 acres south of the farm I was on the home.
How many cows did you have in the barn you built yourself?
Oh, I started in with 4 or 5. I ended up with 38. And I sold 38 heads. 20 head in numbers.